In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I recovered. Woods got me a little bit, but I did not fall out of the chair breaking, Ben. Just
be close.
Just the tease for the Huey Lewis and the news.
And the
with
news.
Paulie Reindel coming up next. Got me a little bit. Before we get there, though, I want to wish you a happy vacation in our chat. I love seeing where people are traveling in our chat. Chris is in Florence. I assume he means Florence, Italy right now. I hope you have an amazing time. It's one of the very few European destinations I've been to. In fact, I'll give you a restaurant recommendation because that's what I like to do.
In Florence.
In Florence. So does anyone remember? It used to be downtown by Petco Park, Italian restaurant called Acqua al Due.
No.
It was right there in the gas lamps, just a couple of blocks from Petco. It was a great spot to go before the games, great Italian food. But it was a sister restaurant. The original was in Florence, Italy. And when we went, we actually went. And I just checked. It's still open. So it was fantastic. We had a great meal there. Acqua al Due in Florence, Italy. So, Chris, maybe you already have plans, but that's my Florentine recommendation for you.
As Johnny says, here in Florence.
Here in Florence. Really good food.
So I mean, he's in Florence. He's listening to Ben and Woods.
So you know the bistec Florentine, the steak
in Florence,
the kind of really rare T-bone that they make with a little olive oil.
Salt, I don't know because I've never been.
Well, you need
I have
to
no
go.
No idea.
Ben and Woods show trip to Florence instead of Arizona.
Let's try to get to one trip before we start going international.
All right.
Just one.
Just a thought, but that's pretty cool.
He said he's going to go tomorrow. Check it out. What's the name of it?
Acqua al Due. Due is the number two. So Acqua AL number two.
Two waters.
Yeah, Acqua al Due.
Maybe.
Give him two waters,
I'm just guessing. Two waters.
Acqua al Due.
Great.
All right. Paulie, why don't we get to it? Don't make anybody wait any longer.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Reindel Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Reindel Report with Paul Reindel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Reindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right.
How are we doing, gentlemen?
Good.
Good.
Let's start. I got one more note here on the Olympics. I imagine you guys kind of wrapped up the Olympics a little bit yesterday, probably.
Yeah.
Closing ceremonies.
Oh, yeah.
What, did you catch any of the gold medal basketball game on Saturday?
Last 30 seconds.
That's all you needed.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It was fine by me.
No, he actually tuned in after Steph Curry had made all his three-pointers.
Last 16
You really
seconds.
Needed the last 2 minutes and 30 seconds. You would have been good, but that's fine.
All right, well, one more Olympic story here. And did you guys talk about Jordan Chiles at all? And
we did not, actually.
No.
Okay. Which is the last remaining lingering controversy from the Olympics.
So we have updates, but maybe set the record on happened.
Floor exercise, individual competition. It was kind of one of the moments of the Olympics when the Brazilian gymnast who had always been in Simone Biles' shadow, she won, Biles finished second, and then in a controversial finish, Chiles finished fifth, but they scored it wrong. They didn't give her enough credit for one of her routines, so the U.S. asked, hey, I don't think you gave this the right scoring. They looked at it and they said, you're right. And they added 0.1, which moved her from fifth to third.
Right.
And they gave her the bronze. They took it away from, I think, the Romanian gymnast who had finished third. So, you know, good for her. Too bad for the Romanian. But they finally got it right in the end. Except they then switched it over the weekend and said that the U.S. did not get their scoring protest in the allotted 60 seconds. It actually took them 63 seconds to get their protest in, so they revoked and said she now has to give back the bronze medal so they can give it to the Romanian.
But they did get it in time.
Well, and then the U.S. appealed and said, we have video evidence that we got it in 47 seconds. And they said, there's no extra appeal process. So they said, our decision is final. Jordan Chiles needs to give back her bronze medal, even though she did absolutely nothing wrong. She did a routine. It was the third best routine. They made the mistake on the scoring. And then they made the mistake by saying it came after a minute when the U.S. says, no, it's 47 seconds. But they said, well, there's nothing we can do about it now. You have to give back your bronze medal.
That's ridiculous.
Which doesn't, it's terrible.
Doesn't feel
it's
right. Awful.
Her first medal ever.
Yeah.
And then they also said, and I thought, which was very nice, a child said, why don't we just give both of them bronze medals?
Yes, fine.
And they said, no, we can't do that either. Yeah, but you've done it before in other controversies. You can't even do it here. You can't give them both a bronze medal. No, she has to give back the bronze medal.
You know, if the judges don't make the mistake, none of this happens.
Exactly.
The judges made the mistake.
Right.
She didn't make a mistake. She actually got shortchanged. It doesn't make any sense, and that's a bummer, man. That's a bummer.
Yeah, that sucks. Well, you know, Flava Flav, we've talked about him a lot.
Yeah.
The Olympics. He's been
Mr.
like
Mr. Olympic.
He's been, yeah, Mr. Olympics. He has
Mr.
been
Red Lobster.
Sponsoring like half the athletes, it feels like.
Did he hit the lottery? I know he made money from Public Enemy and his TV shows, but I thought he was in some dire straits there for a while.
I mean, maybe this is just great marketing because we've been talking about Flava Flav way more.
And Red Lobster.
Than we have before.
Yeah.
So he's genius.
Well, he posted on social media, USA gonna fight the powers that be.
Yeah.
In the meantime, between time, I'm going to always be a man of my word at Chiles Jordan, and he got her a bronzed clock necklace.
Perfect.
And like his clock necklace.
I don't know that fully replaces the bronze medal that she had to give back, but it's pretty badass.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
It's a good consolation, I guess.
Yeah, he's on he's like the glow up of Flavor Flav has been really fun to watch.
And then I saw he posted it on Twitter, and I think it was Jordan, maybe her mom. Said she's not on social media right now, but I'll make sure she sees this.
That's awesome.
That's so cool.
So she did return it, Jeffrey said.
She returned the bronze medal?
The bronze medal.
That sucks, man.
You'd have to find it first if it was mine.
No idea. Misplaced it.
Yeah, I've already lost it. Sorry.
All right,
oh,
next.
That's killer. I love that. Paulie put it in the chat.
The bronze clock.
That looks badass.
Better than actually the bronze medal, honestly.
Yeah, boy.
All right, next up, we teased this earlier. We never actually got to it, but watching the Padres game last night. Now, I have seen this like once before. I don't know when the Padres broadcast started doing this, but they did not go to a commercial break after the bottom of the eighth inning last night.
They've done it a few times. I've seen this
recent,
before
though.
Last night, but it is fairly recent.
Like
I'd say
like
all-star
week.
Break or just before when they did it the first time.
Well, I would just like to say thank you to whoever came up with this idea to not go to a commercial break. They could have sold some more spots,
sure.
Put some more commercials there. No, the third out of the bottom of the eighth inning happens, and instead the mics go quiet, and you get to see the full entrance of Robert Suarez. The stadium lights go out, everyone pulls out their cell phone and has the flashlights on, and it looked so cool. I'm going to play it here on the stream. If you're watching, you can still listen as well.
Your attention, please. Now pitching for the Padres, number 75.
Got the camera following him from the bullpen all the way to the mound. He does the check with the umpires and then starts to warm up. I thought this was so cool. We've seen it. I mean, we haven't really seen it much here since Hell's Bells.
Yeah.
Like the full entrance. You know, Ryan Helsley has his now, Hell's Bells as well. And you see other, like Edwin Diaz had one. You see it around the league.
Great.
And we always talk about it, but I was waiting for it to happen here in San Diego.
So is this the same song that he's always used? The
Bandolero
from the Tokyo Drift soundtrack.
Okay.
Yes.
Same one. Okay.
I think so.
I just wasn't sure. I wasn't familiar with the song.
It's badass.
It does sound pretty cool.
I just thought that was... I noticed that right away. I was like, oh, they're not going to break. This is out.
This is awesome. It made me
sad. You don't have to see somebody's cell phone camera from the third deck.
That we didn't get to used to do that when Trevor Hoffman came out to Hell's Bells. They would go to commercial break. Usually, sometimes you'd hear like a bell
you'd
or two.
You'd hear a bell and then
they'd
go
to break. And then when they came back, he'd be warming up. But we should have seen every single Trevor Hoffman walk in for... His entire Hall of Fame career would have been great.
Of all the cool stuff in sports, the closer
intro is up there for me, you know, with Trevor and Mariano and now this. And Edwin Diaz's was badass. The trumpets. I mean, it was absolutely incredible. Yeah. Incredible. I love it would make me
although it was really dumb when they played it in the playoffs when they were down 7-0 and they brought him into the game.
That's dumb.
That was stupid.
Yeah.
To do that.
God, it's so good.
Lance says, I was there, and it's about as good as Hell's Bells, Trevor. Wow. Like, when you're there catching it.
And Ryan Helsley using Hell's Bells is a problem.
I hate that.
Even though his name is Helsley, he's really good, but got a problem with that as well.
Well, that was the news. Now let's get to Huey Lewis.
Huey Lewis, yeah. We did the news already.
So, I saw this story here on Billboard.com. Huey Lewis is set to star in a mockumentary-style sitcom on Fox called Whatever Happened to Huey Lewis. And, yeah, just as if you've ever wondered, like, why hasn't anyone pitched a Curb Your Enthusiasm-type show about Huey Lewis? You got it. It's been answered. It's coming. It's on its way. So, first of all, any initial interest there?
Yes, absolutely. You love Huey Lewis.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
Big fan.
He's going to star in it. He's going to be the executive producer. It's a half-hour sitcom playing a fictionalized version of himself, the single-camera comedy. Yeah, he's been longtime friends with the producer, blah, 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 blah. It's being written and executive produced in the moment right now. So, yeah, I'm trying to find a release date.
Yeah, he's done some acting before. He was in Back to the Future. Did you know that?
Yes, he was the teacher.
He was the guy at the band tryouts at the beginning who says, you're just too darn loud.
Too darn loud, yep.
When they were playing a hard rock version of The Power of Love on stage and Marty didn't get the gig for the dance.
So, in 2018, it says he started to lose his hearing. And it's kind of a lighthearted take on the current phase of his life. And dotted by his codependent family, which is funny, and eccentric celebrity friends. I love that, actually. I've always liked Huey Lewis. I've been a big fan.
I love Huey Lewis. What's your favorite Huey Lewis song? I wonder if we have the same song.
I like Heart and Soul a lot.
Okay, that's a good one.
And I like Do You Believe in Love.
You know, I love The Power of Love.
Power of Love is great.
And I love the Heart of Rock and Roll. What's wrong with that one? I like how they list all the cities.
Oh, my God.
He goes through it's like the map of the United States. D.C., San Antonio, and the Liberty Town. Boston and a Baton Rouge. Tulsa, Austin, Oklahoma City, Seattle, San Francisco, too.
Detroit! It's the worst song. It's the old-timey rock and roll of Huey Lewis and the News.
I like old-time rock and roll, too. You know I do.
Oh, my God.
It's a geography lesson and a song
and
at
a
the
song.
Same time.
Hey, I'm out of lyrics. I'm just going to start reading cities. Escondido, Encinitas. You should do a parody of just the San Diego County. That would be great. That song sucks so bad. So bad. Adam says, that's not the worst song. We built the city's worst. Yeah,
I love
he likes that
one
too.
It's another city song.
What am I dealing with?
I like maps.
Right. Yeah, he likes maps.
I do.
Yeah.
So, of course he likes
that. You get me with geography every single time.
All right, do the cities again.
D.C., San Antonio, and the Liberty Town. Boston and a Baton Rouge. Tulsa, Austin, Oklahoma City. Seattle, San Francisco, too.
Continue.
Detroit. Heart of rock and roll.
Seattle, San Francisco. I think he nailed it. Yeah. I think he got it.
Everywhere there's music.
You are something else, man. And I know you like Power of Love because
of
course.
Back to the Future, my favorite movie growing
up. Great.
For sure.
Bro, did I tell you I tried to watch that? I think I did tell this story. I tried to watch it with Bo. I'm better off watching Hamlet.
No interest?
There's interest, but he's like, hey, where is he? What is going on? How does this happen? And I'm like, wait 7 years.
I guess he's already 40 years in the past when they start the movie.
Correct.
So it gets kind of confusing,
very confusing
to someone watching it for the first time in 2024.
So that's his mom? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, how did he get there? I'm like, I don't know, dude.
I will admit.
Forget
so
it.
When I was young, I was probably like 9 when it came out, and I didn't understand how they could make Leah Thompson look so young in the past when she was all old and
smoking cigarettes.
In the present. This is amazing movie magic that they have made Leah Thompson and Crispin Glover look so young from 30 years ago.
I swear to God.
Couldn't figure out. Oh, no. They're just making them look older in the present.
Like, I didn't get the picture bit until maybe like 3 years ago. I'm not getting
erased.
Winning the picture
from
erased.
Existence.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, that song sucks.
Christopher Lloyd's best role. Doc Brown is fantastic.
He was spectacular. 100%.
A Bolt of Lightning.
It's a really good movie. But if you have a very inquisitive 5-year-old, 6-year-old,
it's a lot of questions.
You're like,
on
bro, I'm begging you. I'm begging you. Watch it. Let it breathe, and then maybe we can explain it after it's over. It's very tough to explain.
Well, looked around on like 4 different websites. No idea when the Huey Lewis mockumentary sitcom will air for Fox, but it's probably early in production right now.
I'm into it.
I wish
it was on like a Netflix or something so they could curse and stuff.
Max.
Something where they could curse. Because that's part of the reason why Curb Your Enthusiasm is so
funny. He's pretty family-friendly, though.
Is he?
He's always been, yeah.
Curb would not be the same show at all.
Not at all.
If they had
curse.
To be on network
No. Like it wouldn't even. It would be like a worse Seinfeld, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You couldn't even have J.B. Smooth's
character. No, he wouldn't even exist. So good, dude. So good. Thank you, Paulie.
You're welcome.
All right, speaking of music, we got some concert tickets to give away in our next segment. A chance to go see Journey, Def Leppard at Petco Park on August 30th. Your opportunity to win coming up after traffic. Stick around. Ben Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal, the raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
One more Back to the Future note for you, Woods. Our boss Adam in the chat mentioned the famous 1.21 gigawatts line. So as a big fan, I've followed that a little bit. So this is like the GIF thing. They just didn't know how gigawatts was pronounced.
You're
pronounced.
Kidding.
And he said gigawatts, and no one really knew, so they just left it in there.
Is that right?
It became an iconic movie. There's no such thing as a gigawatt.
Because there's a gigawatt.
It's a gigawatt.
Gigawatt.
But he didn't. He just said, is it gigawatt or gigawatt? Let's go with gigawatt.
That's incredible.
And so they just left it in there.
I remember being a kid going to Universal Studios for the first time and seeing the town square and just being like, you know, like it was like the first time
the clock tower.
Oh, what a great movie that is. Now, the rest of them were not good. Second one was okay. Third one was.
I'm a big enough fan that I like them all.
Oh.
Even the sequels.
Well, I mean, you also like Heart of Rock and Roll.
There's a bit of a repetitive city.
Yeah, I know. You built this city on rock and roll.
I'm not as discriminating as you are.
That's true.
Is that a bad thing?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Be more discriminating.
More things that make me happy. I like more things than you do.
I think, yes, you do. You like more things than a lot of people do.
It's a good way to live. Just like everything, and you just tend to be happy all the time.
Back to the gigabytes.
Gigawatts.
I was scrolling Instagram a few days ago, and I saw somebody posted an old video of Bryce Harper, and it said, "Never forget when Bryce Harper didn't know how to say meme." And it was like high school Bryce Harper or young Bryce Harper.
Meme, right?
He was getting interviewed by like ESPN or Baseball Tonight or whatever. And they cut out the question. It was something like they're asking him about, like, oh, would you get that kind of a haircut or something? And he just goes, no, I wouldn't do that. Like, I already know how that would go. There'd be so many memes of me.
But we didn't know back then. It's just an invented word. It doesn't
meme.
Doesn't really mean anything.
That's what I call my grandmother.
M-E-M-O. M-E-M-O is memo. Why wouldn't M-E-M-E be meme? I get it.
Meme. Meme, can you make me a sandwich?
Meemaw.
Meemaw. Mama.
Oh, here we go.
I don't even want to answer that right now because I know how many memes are going to be out there of me with a bald head.
Good God. It's like staggering to hear it. Meme. That's fantastic, dude. Holy crap, that is fantastic stuff. Meme.
This is great on Twitter. Our friend Ali Rat. It's been a long time.
Yeah, I love Ali Rat.
Shout out Ali Rat, and we used to work with at the old station. She pointed out this tweet from last night.
You can't play it.
I'm not playing it. I can read though what he tweeted from Saxboy Billy 18. Says Jaw, this is a Pirates fan who was at the game last night. Jaw legit on the floor on how nice Petco Park is. Fans locked into every pitch, the best vendor variety I've seen yet. Stadium looks like it was built yesterday, even though it was opened in 2005. Wow. Let's go Bucks. It is really cool because PNC Park is generally considered to be a top three park in baseball by most people who go there. And this is a guy who goes to PNC, going to Petco and just having his mind blown.
Saw that, yeah. And I watched the video.
What a great park we have.
I watched the video. There's a lot of cursing in it. But
I didn't play the video.
Yeah.
Okay. I just read the tweet, which was a nice moment. And it's not great venue just for baseball. It's also great for concerts. And right now we've got your opportunity to win tickets to see Def Leppard and Journey at Petco Park later this month. August 30th, tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. But if you be the fifth caller right now, 833-288. If you be the fifth caller. At 833-288-0973, you will win a pair of tickets to Journey, Def Leppard at Petco Park on August 30th.
I bet your favorite Def Leppard song, I know it, it's Pour Some Sugar on Me.
That's the best one.
God, you should program an adult contemporary station. You would slay it.
See, you always make fun of how your radio stations were programmed.
Yes.
I thought it made perfect sense. Just play the ones we want to hear. Over and over again.
Who wants
I
to
don't
hear that?
I don't want to hear anything else.
Some sugar, oh man! I bet you that's their last song. Yes, you like that one.
Yeah. Oh, that's absolutely. A good call. Let's see, Def. I'm going to look up their.
Look up. It's got to be the last one.
Now, who's the headliner and who's the opening?
Well, they got Steve Miller Band too. Steve Miller
really?
Band.
Oh, that'd be my headliner.
And then I think
Steve Miller.
Then I think it's Journey. And I bet your favorite Steve Miller song is the Joker. Your favorite Steve Miller song is the Joker.
No, I like Jet Airliner.
That's pretty good.
They end with Hysteria and then Pour Some Sugar.
But the best song of the night is Don't Stop Believin' by Journey, right? Of that concert. The best song of the whole night that you're waiting for is Don't Stop Believin'.
Not for me, probably. It's just been done to death.
Well, I like Done to
Death.
Did they
do Stone in Love?
I don't know. I'm not looking. No, I'm just looking at
Journey. Not Def Leppard.
Journey's song lists.
It's a great.
List.
I got tickets for my wife. She's going. I bought them for her for Christmas. So she's going to go rage.
I don't love any way you want it.
That's how they end, actually.
They end with Stone in Love?
No. They end with Don't Stop Believing and then Any Way You Want It.
Oh, I don't love Any Way You Want It.
So you could leave.
I could, but I love Don't Stop Believing.
It's great.
Steve Miller Band, their set list. Ends with Jet Airliner.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Mm. Right. Yeah. See, I know what people like.
Jet Airliner also has geography, Dominic points out. Man, you really do like maps. Maps and songs.
Also has the S word in it, which is very risky for me.
Yeah, it does. It does. You don't want to get caught up in any of that funky S going down in the
Kicks,
city.
As they usually do on the clean radio stations that I heard it on. But then I actually heard the real lyric once, and I was blown away that Steve Miller knew such blue words.
Mark says that Journey has a new singer. It's not the same. He's as good.
I've heard good things. He's as good as
prime Steve Perry. He sounds just. We should do that bit. Who is it? Steve Perry or the other guy? Ariel something, I think is his name. He's really good.
He's like Filipino?
Yeah, he's Filipino. Yeah. He's incredible. Incredible.
All right. I see people calling in. Good luck. We'll let you know who the winner was when we come back, and we'll look ahead. Game 2 of the Padres-Pirates series tonight at Petco Park coming up next year on Bet of Woods on 97.3 The Fan. We've got some breaking football news that Woods is going to give you in just a moment. First, this hour on
97.3.
Are you ready for the football?
I forgot about that bit. I love that
This
bit.
Hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by the Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food. We really do, actually.
There is some, yeah.
From a healthier weight to more energy, when you switch your dog's food to the Farmer's Dog, the effects can feel magical. What sorcery is this? None at all. It's just real food made for the health of dogs. Get 50% off your first box at the Farmer's Dog. Twitter.com/radio. Yeah, just share with everyone that what you just shared with me from Twitter.
I had been seeing some pretty decent reports coming in on Twitter, which is where I get most of my football news. I'm not fully into it yet. Padres are still way in it, so I'm like, it's on the back burner. But I've been seeing some good videos coming out of camp, Ben, Vikings camp from J.J. McCarthy. But looks like now he's expected to undergo knee surgery that's going to determine how much time he will be sidelined for. Fear not, Vikings fans. Fear not. You've got Sam Darnold, so you're in great shape.
He was actually probably going to be the starter as they
was
worked J.J. McCarthy in at the beginning. I'm sure at some point they're expecting. Well, why don't I just FaceTime Kevin O'Connell?
Don't. No, do not
do it. Without any warning.
Please and do
see
not.
If we can get the latest.
Oh, my God. Oh,
from
my
him.
God.
No,
oh my
I'm not going to oh do God. That this time. No, I'm not. He didn't answer last time. I didn't give him. He said, give me warning next time. I'll answer. But I did not warn him that we were going to FaceTime him to ask him about J.J. McCarthy. Plus, he's in the middle of training camp and probably in a meeting or in a practice or some sort of film room at this point.
Yeah, also, you don't want to FaceTime and be like, so, what are you going to do with quarterback now? Ha-ha, your guy's hurt.
Want to make some national news right now?
Right.
Give us your whole plan for the upcoming season. Darn meniscus.
I know. Torn meniscus for J.J. McCarthy. That's a bummer. That's a bummer. But listen, I'm not a Vikings
fan. Probably better now than later, though.
Sure, yeah.
So there's your breaking football news, courtesy of Woods. We'll check traffic and we'll look ahead to tonight's game two of the Padres Pirates series at Petco Park next year on 97.3 The Fan. So Jeff in the chat gets me. He says, dang it, I'm listening to Heart of Rock and Roll right now. This thing is so catchy. Corny AF, but I get why Ben likes this. Then he adds, if it's corny and catchy, 99.9% Ben is going to like it. Yes,
yeah.
Corny and catchy is my sweet spot when it comes to music.
Matt says, sometimes I feel like having a heart rate monitor on Stephen Woods would be a great bit. I don't think that it would be, actually. I don't know how much time I've got left, but yeah, I don't know how good that would be. Just a constant ticker on the YouTube feed. I'll sign up for it if you guys can figure out the technology. But.
They did it on NBC in the Olympics for some of the parents. They had them hooked up to heart rate monitors as they were watching like their kids swimming and doing other diving, other competitions. Boom, beep, like 140 beats per minute, just watching in the stands.
I can't even imagine the parental reaction from the Olympics was some of the best stuff that I saw. I didn't watch a ton, but when I did see it, the head in the hands, and there was one that was she didn't do that well, and you could just see like the pain that you have, you know, for their kids. It was just insane. But yeah, I'll sign up for it. You guys can figure it out.
All right, game two, Padres Pirates tonight. Padres already 4-0 against the Pirates this season,
keep
and in the last week and a half, trying to make it 5 in a row. Pirates have lost 8 straight, and this will be not a rematch, but Padres will see Luis Ortiz again for the second time in 2 weeks. They scored 4 off of him in 6 innings in that game in Pittsburgh. It was the one where they jumped out to the 4-0 lead in the first 2 innings on the Machado and Peralta home runs.
So, and then
they just stopped scoring, and then the Pirates ended up coming back to take the 5-4 lead, and then the Padres went back ahead in the ninth on the error. That was the Higashioka, could have been the inning-ending double play,
yes.
But instead they threw it away, and they ended up winning that one 7-6. But that was the Luis Ortiz game.
He's not bad. I mean, he's got good stuff.
Yeah, so they'll see him for a second time. I'd imagine Manning will be back in the lineup. You know, Peralta will probably get another chance, but you can't. That was the one game they actually scored early, and then they stopped scoring. It's the exact opposite of a lot of the other Padres games where they don't score early, and then they score against the bullpen. But nothing between the second and the ninth inning for the Padres in that game last week in Pittsburgh, but they did win it 7-6 as they've won every single game against the Pirates. But they've all been really, really close, obviously. They played the extra inning game and then one run games after that, the last 3 in a row. So they've all been very close. The Pirates are probably going, they feel like this.
What do we have to,
what
do,
we have to do
to
beat
this
team?
Yeah, 100%, man. And they got it. You know, their season's over, certainly, but you don't want to get not bodied, but you don't want to lose every single game to the San Diego Padres. If you're the Pirates, they're going to want to come away with a dub at some point.
The crazy thing
is, they've played well enough to win a bunch of these games.
They've lost 8 in a row, and they're 6 games under .500. But they're only 6 games
out
of a playoff
spot.
And while, I mean, they've got like 5 teams ahead of them, if they went on a huge run, I mean, you know, like the Cardinals did, they won the 17 in a row, certainly within striking distance to make a run if they started playing well right now. I don't see it happening, but technically their season isn't over yet. But it's quickly going down the drain with an eight-game losing streak right now. But it's not like they have nothing to play for. They really do, and that's because the Braves have not played well, and the Mets have had a hot streak, but they've cooled off. Cardinals lost again yesterday. Giants lost again yesterday. There's just some flicker of hope for all of those teams. Even the Cubs and the Reds aren't out. Cubs are only four games out of a playoff spot.
Crazy, man. I thought they were dead and buried.
They were dead and buried. They haven't even played well, and yet they've hung around at four games out. Are you telling me the Cubs don't have a shot at four games out? They do. The Reds have the best run differential of any losing team in baseball, plus 45. They're 4.5 games out. They're probably going, hey, we have one good week. We're now two games out of a playoff spot. There's still 40-plus games left in the season. All of those teams are still in it at this point.
Yeah, no question, man. No question. These games are so massively important, every single one. And, you know, we've beaten this point to death, but those teams that we're neck and neck with, like the Diamondbacks, they're just not losing right now. They're handling business every single day. Can had a comeback yesterday, down 4-1 to the Colorado Rockies. And, you know, the Rockies aren't a great team, but they're finding ways to win. They're dominating teams. They are a scary ass team, and I can't really put my finger on it, except for massive contributions from guys like Eugenio Suarez. And Ketel Marte only got one AB last night, I believe. He's still a little banged up, but you know, their pitching's been good, their bullpen's really good. So
Marte, by the way, has opened up the National League MVP race again with Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah,
he's been he actually leads him in B-War. Marte is ahead of Ohtani now. So, you know, part of that, you know, part of the equation when you talk about the end of season awards is how did your team do? And like,
they don't do that though for MVP.
Not as much, but sometimes. I mean, there hasn't been a ton of last place MVPs.
A-Rod was one of them for the Rangers.
Ernie Banks, I think. Yeah. But for the most part, you know, if your team surprises and does better, that gives you a better chance at an individual award. You don't think that when voters for Rookie of the Year go, oh, the Padres, if they make the playoffs and the Pirates don't, that won't figure in their you know, their votes.
And why in that award would it, but not so much in MVP?
I don't know. I think it does in MVP.
I don't think so.
Manager of the Year, it certainly does.
You have
to outperform expectations to be Manager of the Year. I think Mike Schilt is absolutely.
He's in the convo for
absolutely
sure.
Absolutely in the conversation. In fact,
the leader.
Is he the favorite in the National League for Manager of the Year? I would say Pat Murphy is probably up there. Mike Schilt is up there.
Torey Lovullo
again.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, they were a World Series team last year, so that raises expectations.
I mean, the Padres cut $90 million from their payroll. 90. And they're way outperforming what they did last year. Again, we're talking about the individual awards that, again, if you ask any of these guys, none of them really care about, certainly. But what Mike Schilt has been able to do, getting this much from this team, is pretty astounding.
I'm horribly biased, but, and you are as well.
Yeah.
I think Skip Schumacher's done a pretty good job.
Bro,
they're still playing hard. They're still winning games. They're like 500 since the All-Star break with no players. Did you see what their GM did yesterday?
Yes. He
cleaned out the front office.
Booted everybody.
Pretty much everybody that had anything to do with Kim Ng or Derek Jeter got fired yesterday.
Other than
Gabe Kapler, who continues to work for the team, doing God knows what as an assistant GM.
We know what he's doing.
Making TikToks.
You know what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
He's in waiting.
He's the next manager.
He's the next manager of the Miami Marlins.
When Skip gets his gets to be released from custody.
Yes. When his parole finally hits.
And that's what he's waiting. I never even thought about that. That's what he's waiting for.
So I was reading the article about Peter Bendix, and one of the scouts he fired was a longtime Houston Astros scout. Now, again, Benny, you're talking Framber Valdez, all those studs.
Yeah.
Christian Javier,
Ocampo, whatever his name is.
Xavier Ocampo? I can't remember his name, stud, right? Some stud scout. And he has found all these pieces. And, you know, I think Jeter hired him away, and now Bendix wants to put his own stamp on it and is canning all of these people. So they said that there was a closed-door meeting yesterday with Peter Bendix and Gabe Kapler. And that's got to be, if I had to guess, hey, bud,
just sit this, you know, just ride it out. This is what we're doing. We're all going to hire all our own guys, and we're going to start this thing fresh. You're going to be at the helm of the Miami Marlins in 3 months.
What a crock for the fans of the Marlins,
terrible,
though, that they essentially torpedoed their own season
yeah.
this year.
After
with the plan already.
The yep. Knowing. Yeah.
Knowing everything that was going to happen this year.
You want to talk about it? A pretty thankless job is going back and managing that team this year. After winning manager of the year, making the playoffs, and they go, yeah, we're going to cut. We're just going to cut everything. I want to put my stamp on it so badly that I'm willing to do this, and this. We're going to start fresh.
This isn't anything Skip's told us. This is just what you.
This is free observation, 100%
of what the Marlins have done based on their own moves by their general manager.
Well, and you're just talking about the Pirates and what they have and what they did and didn't do. I was out for the deadline, but there were a couple of those teams out there that you looked at and said, what are you trying to accomplish this year if you didn't move some of the pieces that you didn't move? And the Pirates are one of them where if you're a Pittsburgh Pirates fan, you got to be saying, bro, like, we've got a decent little core here. We're actually playing good baseball. Who'd they add at the deadline? Beeks.
And they traded their best starter, a guy named Martin Perez.
Yes, to the Pirates.
At the deadline.
It's
like,
insane.
What the heck are you doing there? For nothing.
For a
rookie league Dominican player that the Padres gave up for Martin Perez, who's been fantastic in the first two starts for the Padres. I would, honestly, and this again, biased, but I'd be terrified to do deals with AJ Preller. He knows the talent. I mean, if he's got an interest in a play, my first thought is, what am I missing?
Yeah.
Like, even the guys that don't work out here, like Brent Rooker. AJ at some point saw something in Brent Rooker that goes, I think this guy's got something. Matt Waldron, a player to be named later. AJ, like, that wasn't just random, like, just pick a guy off a list. He wanted Matt Waldron, like, from the beginning and said, I think there's something in there. AJ has that skill. Now, putting it all together into a winning roster, this is the first time we've ever seen that.
You mentioned Rooker, but how did we let him get away?
I mean, roster crunch is real.
It is.
And you can't keep everyone you want. And some guys get away for sure.
Who? How did we lose him?
I think he played like two games and we DFA'd him. I mean, it was.
Guys, you're 29
like
bombs
one of the best
right now.
Players in the American League right
so
now.
So good.
But he saw something. I mean, he didn't pick him up for no reason. He sees things in these guys. And if AJ has an eye on someone, I'm like rethinking my strategy again. Like, hold on, you want him? I better think twice.
I'm trying to find the Brent Rooker deal, and I just can't remember.
I don't even know if there was a deal. It was I think he was literally a pickup and then a DFA
at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah, he played. And I remember when he came up, I was like, who's? Oh, good. It's Brent Rooker day. In my typical fashion. And he is, let's see, traded Rooker to Kansas City for Cam Gallagher.
Cam Gallagher.
Yeah, and then they traded him as well or got rid of him.
Yeah, that's right.
Cam Gallagher, the catcher, the backup catcher.
All right, AJ doesn't know every single move, I guess. He's not right.
He's not infallible. Holy crap. Well, we're going down to the game tomorrow. Going to try to go down and say hello to some of the guys, and hopefully we'll have some stories for you. Paulie and I are. We're going to go down after the show for the day game, and we've got the Odyssey company. Like, what's it called? Like culture building.
Yeah, team building.
Team building.
Well, synergy.
Which is the good. If I have to do a
culture problem, we're starting our staycation tomorrow. We're going
right
to do our staycation. That's why I'm not going.
I mean, if you don't care about the culture of this company, I'm not going to make you care about the culture.
Is anyone ever going to think that I care about the culture of anything?
That's the thing.
Is there any way for me to save that at this point? I don't think so.
I think if you show up, I think it would go.
I am showing up to work on my staycation this week, which Michael has already pointed out in the chat. That's leadership type stuff right there for me.
So. Yeah, but if you, I mean, Paulie and I will be at the culture meeting. The culture get-together, synergy, creating synergy with the team and the building.
I'm allowing someone else to go in my place, thus creating even more culture.
You would actually make the culture worse if you were there, just because you would sit in the corner, you don't know anybody, you're kind of standoffish.
I'm making the right call.
Hannah said that yesterday. I went to the grocery store with Bo, and she and Taylor sat in the car. She goes, what the hell took you so long? I go, I don't know. We were, you know, chopping it up with this guy at the register. She goes,
you were talking to some guy? I go, yeah. And she goes, that never happened to me. I go, yeah, you're not approachable. She goes, Ben's like that too. She goes, you're married to one and your work married to another. You're not very approachable. I was in there. We were in there for like 40 minutes chewing the fat with some guy, shooting the breeze. And she said, yeah, nobody comes up to me. I said, yeah, because you look mean and you are the same. You look annoyed.
I don't look annoyed.
You don't look mean. You do look annoyed. You
I'm
look put
big.
Out.
I think that's, I can be intimidating. Save
that,
my size.
Save that.
My size can be intimidating.
Save that as well.
That won't come back to bite you.
That will not come back to get you at all, ever.
I'm okay with that drop, actually.
Who said there's not gold at the very end of a show?
Oh, is that the end? That's the music. That means we are at the end. It was good to have Pauly back today, our executive producer, imaging director. Great job, Pauly. Got Woodsy. Annie and Elston are standing by. They are coming up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow. I got two cameras on. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. More Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Have a great rest of your Tuesday, everybody. So long.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.